Harry, first of all, thanks for joining us on Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Tell us what performance school you went to, first and foremost, and just kind of overall what you thought of that experience.
I went to Grange Academy in Kilmarnock. Sat with myself for 3 years, but that was what I wanted to do when I was a wee boy, and going to school and training every day, it was just, I couldn't knock it back, so.
That's what I was going to say, this is not to take anything away from the role that Hearts have played in your development. How important do you think your spell at the performance school was in turning you into the player that you are at the moment?
Well, as I said, you're getting 1-2 hours of training every day, and if you think about that over a year, then think how much extra training you're getting then at your club. So if you're doing that and then you're going to your club at night, it's absolutely crucial to your development.
So take us through an average day then, because most of us, we went to school and had maths and English and all the rest of it, but you had that as well as football. What was a kind of typical day like?
Well, the day would be split into, you'd have your maths and your English, and you'd make sure you wouldn't miss any of your important education, and then say you had something that wasn't quite as big as maths and English, you'd train instead. So I'd maybe have 2 periods a day training, and sometimes one, you'd train over break or something like that, you'd say, but it was like you'd go home at night and train at your club. So
how much of the emphasis stayed on the education side of it? Because I'm sure, maybe not you, but some of the boys, obviously football would have been their priority. Was there ever an emphasis to make sure that the schoolwork was taken care of as well?
If you're getting a punishment exercise or that, I was a good boy, but Andy would make sure he'd put you out of training for a week or so and just make sure that you're staying on top of your schoolwork.
I know that you went to the same school as Billy Gilmore, for instance, who's another name that perhaps our listeners will be a bit more familiar with. What was the environment like training with the same sort of boys every day? And I suppose getting the best out of each other, is that something that you felt?
I mean, Billy's a great player, and it was always my biggest challenge training against him every day. And boy, I'll be honest, I didn't like coming up against him, and they used to do 1v1s, so I didn't like it, but it was good to play against him and just challenge myself as best I could.
Someone once told me a story, I think from memory it was James Grady, who said that Billy became so good on the ball because he used to have you chasing him about all the time, and you became so good at chasing people about because you used to try and get the ball off Billy. Is there any truth in that?
True, he dips his shoulder, he does this thing where he dips his shoulder. Probably seen it before, but it's just sends you the complete opposite way from where he's going. So it's just, I was always running about after him, but it was brilliant. Love training with him.
So you've got your school subjects, you've obviously got your football training as well, but I understand that at the performance school sometimes they would push you outside your comfort zone. You would have to try a few different things to make you a better all-round athlete. Would you want to explain some of those to us?
Andy used to organise a bit of taekwondo, and then done a wee bit of ballet, so that was a bit, I was thinking, this isn't really my thing, so, but it was just all to improve your
balance and strength.
Aye, stuff like that, so that was good. I quite enjoyed it, to be fair.
How are your ballet skills?
No great, not great at all.
When you look at it now, and you consider that, you know, not so long ago you were part of that performance school set up, now you're in top flight football, in a dressing room with guys who genuinely are old enough to be your father. I hope they don't mind me sort of saying that. It's been such a sort of quick rise. How do you feel about the full thing?
To be honest, I've not really had time to take it in. I just need to go every day and work my hardest and make sure I stay in there with them.
You were the first performance school graduate to start a top flight game. You were the first performance school graduate to score in a top flight game. These must be quite proud moments if you ever do get the chance to sit and think about them.
It's brilliant. I mean, the goal, I would say, it's just, I've watched it a lot of times, I can't really take that in either, but I just need to make sure there's more of that, and just, I can't stop there, I need to keep going.
Is it changed, I don't want to say changed your life and make a sort of bigger deal out of it, but I guess it must have to an extent. Everybody saw that goal, and not only the goal itself, but because of what it meant and the size of the game and stuff like that.
I would say, aye, it's been different, it's been really different, but I've enjoyed it. I've enjoyed the experience. And
when you say different, do you mean, you know, people recognising you, stuff like that? Is that the side of it?
A few people, aye, but I'm not really.
Keeping your head down?
Aye, I don't really like that sort of stuff, so.
Gotta get used to it.
Aye.
And I suppose it's been a steep learning curve. You won't want me to remind you too much about, you know, the sending off the week after. Is that, in many ways, is that a good learning curve, though? Because get the highs and the lows and everything all mixed into the space of a couple of weeks, and you're having to deal with it all.
I was off my coaches. I was getting told, Foxy was telling me there's more lows than highs in football, and after my goal I was thinking, I don't really know what can put me down here. And then a week later, red card, see you later, wee man. That was playing on my mind for about a week. But he told me, I went into training the next day and he told me not to worry about it. It's, I mean, the biggest names in football get sent off, and it's just, I've learned from it and I'll know not to dive in again.
In talking about your development, and we talked about, you know, the players you train with, but I suppose that's only one part of it. It's also about players that you sort of come up against. And in the game against Celtic, when you score the goal, you're there mixing it with the Celtic captain, the Scotland captain. How have you enjoyed these types of experiences?
They've been tough, they've been really hard, but I mean, Celtic, Hibs, Rangers are all great games to play in and big challenges, but not even just A3, it's been St Johnstone's, and they were hard games as well because really tough to play in, and the physical aspect as well. It's just, I'm not the biggest boy, so it's been different, but I've really enjoyed it.
Like I said earlier, I know the step-up's huge. I'm not sure anything can ever like fully prepare you for it. But if you think back again to your time at the performance school, what was the main bit of your game that improved as a result of that experience that you now feel that you benefit from now?
Probably my just moving the ball on quickly. The higher it goes, I'd say you probably get a wee bit more time on the ball. When I play at 20s, it's always tight and aggressive, and it is at the top level as well, but it's just, I'd say you need to move the ball on quicker, and I've learned that through the performance school, and I've just tried to keep that going through my game.